government official, Sarah. In recent months, there has been a noticeable rise in crime rates across various Canadian cities. According to national crime statistics, there has been an increase in violent crimes, particularly in urban centres like Toronto and Vancouver. Although these statistics are concerning, it is important to recognise that factors such as socio-economic inequality, the ongoing impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic, and an increase in substance abuse are contributing to this surge. We are seeing not just an increase in criminal activities, but also a shift in the types of crimes being committed. Government official, Mark. While it is undeniable that crime rates have been rising in some areas, it is also essential to note that these statistics might not be fully representative of the national picture. The distribution of crime is not uniform across all regions, and often it is concentrated in specific neighbourhoods where there are heightened social challenges. The national trend should not be viewed in isolation, but rather through a localised lens to better understand and address the problem. Additionally, there is concern that media coverage of crime may sometimes distort public perception, making it seem like the situation is worse than it is. Government official, Sarah. We must take a holistic approach to tackling crime in Canada. This means not only enhancing law enforcement, but also addressing the root causes of criminal behaviour. Programs that focus on mental health, substance abuse, and providing support for at-risk youth must be expanded. Furthermore, community engagement is critical. Strengthening community policing, where officers build relationships with local communities, has shown positive results in reducing crime. We must invest in preventive measures to ensure safer communities in the long run. Government official, Mark. Preventive measures are undoubtedly important, but we must also take into account the effectiveness of the criminal justice system. While rehabilitation and prevention are key to long-term crime reduction, there are concerns about the leniency of our justice system. Tougher penalties for repeat offenders and a clearer stance on law enforcement could serve as a deterrent for potential criminals. We need to strike a balance between preventive strategies and ensuring that our laws are enforced decisively. Government official, Sarah. While I agree that a fair and effective justice system is necessary, we must prioritise creating systemic changes to prevent crime from occurring in the first place. Investing in education, mental health services, and stronger support systems for vulnerable populations is critical. The collaboration between government, law enforcement, and community organisations will be vital in tackling the issue comprehensively.